You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media, and we are joined on the line by Pastor Science Marandure. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, too. I'm fine. And how are you today?
I am good, Mpundiswa. It's a holiday in South Africa, but I'm working.
Oh, that's good. It's good to work on a holiday. Because if you're not working, then we will not be enjoying also our holiday in South Africa.
Right. Yes, good point. Before we start, Pastor, I'm going to ask that you pray for us.
That's okay. Shall we?
Yes.
Pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we are so grateful once again for the time that you've given unto us, an opportunity to sit at your feet and to learn things that are of eternal value. May you open up our minds and fill us with the Holy Spirit as we study today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. We are on lesson number 7. We have already done the introduction on Monday when we spoke. And then today we are going to be looking at the lesson that was supposed to be ahead on Tuesday, right? I'm going to be aware on Tuesday. I nearly went said Monday. We are on Tuesday. Pundiswami, the exalted Christ giver of gifts. Please take us through that study.
Okay. It's also having its anchor on Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 7 to verse number 10. Mm. There is something that is very interesting that we pick from Tuesday, the exalted Christ and the giver also of gifts. Here we learn, as Paul is also trying to make it clearer by quoting the book of Psalms chapter 68 verse 18, which reads, when you ascended to the heights, you led a crowd of captives, you received gifts from the people, even from those who rebelled against you. So in other words, what we are learning from Tuesday is that Christ, the one exalted, of course, he ascended, he went to heaven. When he first came, he came as a savior. He died for us on the cross of Calvary. After his ministry was done, he went back to heaven, where he is also exalted. And now we are told of him leading the captives. Mm. And now these are people, or rather it's us, who were once rebels, who were once against his righteousness, and now we have been conquered, and then we appear now as captives, or a crowd of captives now belonging to him. Now this is the part I want us to zero in as far as Tuesday is concerned. Now when exalted, when ascended, then the lesson says, and he descended. He descended. And then that's where we are hearing a quotation from the book, You Shall Receive Power, page 158 by Ellen G. White, that Christ ascended on high, leading the captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. When after Christ's ascension, the Spirit came down as promised. So now it was Christ who ascended and his Holy Spirit descended. Mm-hmm. When the Holy Spirit descended, he came with gifts, and with these gifts he gave unto men. And when men were gifted, they went out there and they did the work of God. So the lesson is basically telling us what we do and we are successful, it's not because we acquired that from some institutions of higher learning or somewhere else, but it was Christ, or it's Christ who empowers, who gives us through the Holy Spirit those gifts. And for that reason, those gifts are meant to edify the church of God. That's according now to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 10. Verse number 12 make it actually clearer that these gifts are meant to edify the church of God. To some, he gave them to be preachers. To some, he gave them to be teachers. To some, he gave them to be prophets. To some, he gave them to be apostles. So in whatever function that we do, we did not learn that of our own. It was not our choice. But God then said, unto this particular person, I will make them. He must be a singer.
Yeah.
So he gave this person some vocal vocal strength, energy, and tact to handle chords in whatever way they may be, such that when they are done singing a solo or in a group or whatever, then the church should then say, and we have been edified. This person in particular will be a preacher. This person in particular will be a teacher. I'll tell you something, my sister. I've been to some Sabbath school classes where you sit, and when the teacher is done leading the discussion and the study, you will say, I don't think divine service is still important. Necessary.
Aha, I know that one.
Yes.
That one, Fundis, I know it very well.
Yeah. You then say, I think if I can go back home now, I think my Sabbath is done. Now, I also have witnessed when a very powerful chorister, a brother of mine, Ubabut Lamini, when he choristered the other day, we're in Solusi. It was Vespers time and the preacher was about to ascend the pulpit. And the preacher then said, I think the choristering here that has been done, it's enough for us to say we've heard our Vespers, no need for a sermon. And then he prayed and he sat down. And everyone said, amen, it's so true. So I'm just trying to say here, everyone was given a gift that they did not choose. By the way, you don't choose a gift, right?
Yes.
You don't choose a gift. It's just a given. It's a gift. All you hear is like, oh, surprise. And you get to open the boxes and you see, oh, okay, wow. You don't choose. Once you choose, then it ceases to be a gift. So we did not choose what to be in the church of God. God chose for us. And when we're given, now let's not take the church at ransom. Let's not take the church also for granted. And let's not try to amass a following or try to bask in some glory as if this thing was our own. We bought this gift, or we chose this gift over others, or what they chose. So by the end of the day, I would say this lesson is basically telling me that I am what I am because God designed me to be what I am. And his purpose was to edify the church. There's a time I once said to some people when we're going through the similar studies, look here, if you are done singing in front of the church, let's say it was a second song, a special item, or whatever you call it in your church, when you are done and you sit down, and people have said amen, when they leave the church doors, they should say, hey, today God spoke to us in that song.
True,
my heart has been bandaged. It was so broken and in fragments. I thank God. But when you leave them, when you see them leaving the door, and they are saying, guys, who has got the contacts to that basement? Who has got the East? Then it means you must go and cry before God.
Yeah.
Because you portrayed yourself more than portraying Jesus. When you are done preaching and people, they'll talk about you more than talking about Jesus, it means the church was not edified. You were just there to showcase and market yourself. Then how are you going to be different from the devil?
True.
This is how deep it is. So this one, that's basically what this lesson is telling us here on Tuesday.
Yes.
That we have gifts, but given by God who? The one who ascended and descended in the form of the Spirit of God, so that we edify the church. By edifying the church, we are adding to its unity and its uniqueness by diversity, but unique and one as the body of Christ. So that's what we are learning from Tuesday there.
I love that, Mfundiswam. I love that. So when we now go to Wednesday, it says here, gifts of the exalted Jesus. Does Jesus have gifts? Okay, I will let you explain. I will let you explain, because from the title itself, I'm like, wait, Jesus has gifts? Like, you know, so you can explain this one, Mfundiswam, for us.
That's okay. So Wednesday is telling us about the gifts of the exalted Jesus. It's still taking up lessons from Psalms, and now in particular chapter 68 verse 8. Now Paul is now describing the reason exalted conquering Jesus is giving gifts to his people from on. I like what it says there, where it's highlighted, it's him giving gifts to his people from on high, not from around. So whatever our gifts, they are not locally made. They are from high. It's somehow nice to tell someone that, hey, look here, the shoes that I'm putting on, they are not from here, they're not locally, I got them out there. So the gifts we have are not common. They are from heaven itself. Now the question, now what gifts now does the exalted Jesus give, and for what purpose? Now we have learned from Ephesians chapter 4, from verse number 11 to verse number 13. Now that's where it's being now specific. This is the gift of being a prophet, a gift of being an apostle. I want us to come back. We seem to be avoiding quickly running to singing and preaching. We want to talk of apostleship there. We want to talk about the prophets that are being told. it's important. Now we are in a time whereby these things have been identified differently or taken to be different by the world itself. People, they assume the one who's called a prophet. The apostle is also saying, hey, I'm closer to Jesus. And the other one is saying, things are different. So these are gifts that come from Jesus himself. So by so doing, if you would jump and go to the book of Revelation chapter 19, verse number 10, you meet John kneeling before an angel and lying prostrate as if to worship or to pray. And the angel is saying, no, stand up. I'm just but a messenger. Just like you, we are not different. But the way of testifying Jesus is the gift of prophecy. So prophecy is basically not telling people their national ID numbers, telling them where they are, all that, but it is to testify about Jesus. So these are what we call now preachers today, and in different ways of testifying Jesus. So Jesus basically gave us such. Some are even shepherds, and some are teachers, some are evangelists. You know, there's one fact that we will never avoid, dear my sister. There is no way a person who is inside the church of God will then say, I do not have a gift.
Okay.
That's impossible. You have it. It's either you don't want to use it, or you are shy, or you are scared, or you don't have faith in yourself and in God. Everyone has got a gift, and all these gifts, there is no way God will set up a congregation, and all these gifts are not found in that particular church. So at times, as Adventists, we have a tendency of not trusting our own locally made preachers. We love bringing them from very far and wide. Yeah, it's like that. We don't enjoy the singing group. We don't really enjoy the choir there. We want the one that is coming from the next church.
Mpundisi.
And then we call it a guest day. We call it a guest day.
Mm.
You know, it's a funny way of how would we do things. When someone from here preaches, we then say, no, let's have a guest.
Mm.
A guest. You know, people, they love this terminology. It's not found in the Bible, but we've got a guest. And by so doing, we are simply depriving the gift the Holy Spirit or that Jesus has invested in that particular congregation.
Okay.
So that they can be made and put into use. So Jesus' gift. So I like the question that you posed there. Very important question. So are we saying Jesus, because the giver of these things, so is he these things? Yes, he is. Why? Because he is also a good shepherd.
Mm.
He is an evangelist. He came from heaven. He came to evangelize in an unentered territory, which was called earth. Yes, he was a prophet. Indeed, he was an apostle. Oh, yes, he taught even their lessons from the mount that we hear of. So Jesus does not give what he is not.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us what he is. So basically, he did not give. He shared with us what he is. And by doing what he has given or shared, we then assume also his character. And by assuming his character in doing what we're doing there, we then cannot be difficult, be different from the body, which is the church.
Hmm.
If you feel you are now better off than the church,
yeah,
then it means that did not come from Christ. What came from Christ must unify the church, must edify the church, must belong to the church. The moment you feel like, now I'm too important, you need to pay me for me to come there to do the service of God. That's not a gift from God. I don't know where you got it. It's locally made.
Isn't it that we are not paying them, but we are helping them with transport? Or is there a difference?
Oh, there's a difference. When you help someone with their transport, that's okay, because they had not planned to be there. So this is out of their budget, or they do not really have, but you have helped them to come.
Okay.
But I know of some brothers and sisters who are so gifted, they will then say, you need to pay me something up front, because I've been there with you.
Yeah.
You know, they now need a payment outside of their transport. They need something. They need some incentive. Or someone would then say, if I go to this church, they will appreciate me with 200 rands.
Okay.
But if I go to the church, they'll appreciate me with about 4,000 rands. Then they'll prefer to go and they'll get appreciated even more. Now, that's
conditionalizing
the gifts of God, not edifying the church.
I see. Okay, Mwendis, you may continue there.
So basically, that's what we are being told. I like us to read this one. We should be careful when we identify shepherds or pastors, teachers and evangelists, since we think of these positions within our own context and time. As far as we are able to determine in post-day, these would all have been lay leaders who are serving the house churches of Ephesus. So what they are basically telling us there is that we should be careful when we are choosing or picking those who will be shepherds or teachers or evangelists in the church. These are, in our time, these positions back then, these people would stay in the church courtyards, but now they have to be where they are and doing whatever they are doing. But by the end of the day, in as much as they're edifying the church of God, now they also represent in a way the body of Christ.
Mm.
So then the church would then must not just necessarily say, this one has got a good voice. This one has got some presence in them. These ones, when they're putting on their suits, I mean, I tell you, these ones, I like their spectacles. These ones, no, let's look beyond what we are seeing physically. Are they spiritually connected? Because now they have to be teaching and edifying the church. Okay, this is what it is. It is the quality of what we get from our shepherds, from our teachers, from whatever, who is gifted, who's doing things. It is that quality that resonates or that reflects in the church that they are leading.
Mm.
If the shepherd is not feeding properly their sheep, you will see the quality of their sheep when you go to the market.
Okay.
So the thing is the church or the body of Christ, is it well nourished, well fed?
Mm.
Can it compete in the world market? Can we have Christians that are saying, we are well fed, look at what we are? And when they go out there in the market with those who are being fed junk by the enemy, it will be very unfortunate to have a Christian who is malnourished when they stand alongside a Satanist. Like, look, so then someone then say, ah, if it's worshiping God is like this, I rather go this way.
Mm.
It is not their fault, but it is the fault of those who are gifted who did not do their part faithfully. And hence, we need to be very careful.
Yeah.
So that's what basically we are learning from Wednesday. These gifts are an extension of Jesus himself. And if we are not careful, we will shortchange the church, and the church will be malnourished, and we will be held accountable.
So with that,
there we have it. Mm-hmm. And then we'll move to Thursday.
Yes. So mm-hmm. with that,
yes,
when
yes,
you say,
yes.
Are we
go ahead.
Are we then to understand, to say or acknowledge that since this God, this gifts an extension of Jesus Christ, therefore we must in fact handle them with proper care because they are coming from the mm-hmm. Master himself.
It's very true. So we must handle them with care. Actually, we should make them better just to show how much we appreciate because we've been given them. The other thing there I thought you were going to add is that we are going to give an account to these gifts on how we have used them. Yes, because they are not ours. And we're given as a way of privilege, not because we earned or we deserved. It's a privilege. And because we have been given as a way of privilege, we become stewards to our gifts. By not using them, we are to be held accountable and to be found wanting. By using them wrongly, again, we will be held accountable and found guilty of that. So when we use them properly, there is also a reward for such people. So in other words, I like what you're doing there. Mm. You are our host on the radio. Mm. If you were to say, I am shy to talk, and you keep yourself at home, tell you what, the world was going to be deprived of this way of hosting that you do.
Yeah.
And hence, someone out there would not have been edified or would not have been made to think twice before they take their lives away.
Mm.
So by being where you are in the radio, you are standing in the gap, assisting and helping people who you will never see. Maybe you only see them when you are served.
Mm.
And they'll say, hey, sister, because of what you did on the radio, here yes. I am served. So yes. It's a gift that you must not sit on. It's a gift. It's a calling. Many people in church, they say, this one is what they're calling, and they're talking of the pastors. Hey, even the one who is ushering on the door has got a calling to usher.
That is
so true. Everyone has
a calling.
A calling.
Mm.
Everyone has a calling. The one who's choristering has a calling. The one who is showing me where to sit in church has a calling. The deacon has a calling. The deaconess has a calling. Everyone has a gift. And somehow the church will not just pick randomly. It will notice, hey, this one has got a gift in this way. Hey, this one has got a gift in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll incorporate them. So my prayer always is, God, I know some you give them 10 gifts. Mm-hmm. Some you give them 5. You give them 1. Am I sure I've got only 1 or I've got 2 or 3? Do I still have some more that I'm not making
it's
use of?
True, eh?
So that I can be useful to edify the church of God. So don't be satisfied when you've got 1 thing that you can do better. Ask God, is this all? Or there's some things I need to do. But someone can be a chorister and a powerful preacher at the same time.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied by just being that person that you are?
Mm.
These are lessons that we are learning. That's what Isaiah chapter 5 verse 4 is closing and saying, what more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? So in other words, God is saying, as far as the church is concerned, I have done everything such that it can be intact, it can be edified, it can grow. And that is gifting people differently to do what they do in a way of edifying. What is it that I have not done? So may God help us. Let's not go to church. Let's sit there and wait for a chorister. And you know you are a singer. Don't go to church and wait for someone to come and teach you on a Sabbath school class when you know you've read and you know you're a teacher. I always say, you guys, you are even teacher in public schools, in government schools. But when you come to church, you even come late for Sabbath school. Mm-hmm. When you get there, you don't even contribute, you're busy sleeping. But you are a professionally trained teacher. Someone there is coming up with A's, doing well. Cut, what's the problem? Yeah. You are gifted. Make use of that gift. And we will all be blessed.
Yeah, indeed, Mpundiswami. Thank you.
So that's what it is, eh?
Yes. Thank you so much, Mpundiswami. That is very, you have spoken to us and we have heard on Friday. We're going to look at Thursday as well as on Friday. But for today, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us before we wrap up?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Father, Lord God in heaven, we have realized what you have done for your church to show that you care for it. You did not leave it alone, but you gifted individuals such that we can also be useful in edifying your church. Perchance we have been relaxed. Forgive us, Lord. Perchance we have not done well and to our best of our abilities. Help us, Heavenly Father, to put on more energy that we can do what is good. Help us, Lord, as we go on with our day. We have learned. Help us to be transformed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Pastor Marandura, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid Morning Empowerment. Till we chat again on Friday.
Thank you so much. Have a good day to yourself.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Yeah.